Well, yesterday on 4BC Drive, I was completely shocked to find out there are insurers who are taking southeast Queensland homeowners for a ride. In Logan, the council last year rezoned its suburban flood maps, which saw some homes, which have never been flooded, now included in areas that might be at potential future risk of inundation. Now, the insurers cottoned onto these new maps. Now they're charging residents in Logan as much as 400% more for their home insurance premiums just to keep their properties protected. Now, I think it's a rort. But then, of course, I spoke to Joshua Lucy, who is running as a candidate for Division 4 in the Logan Council election next month, and he blew my mind even further. Take a listen.
We're seeing residents in Logan particularly getting punished for doing the right thing, for reviewing these maps. And some residents are telling me that they're being wedged between being able to do their shopping or pay their insurance premiums. We've got residents particularly in over 55s villages who don't have a choice. They have to have insurance. So they have to take the premiums on or forego flood insurance altogether. I've been advised that Logan City Council's portal has a function that insurers can download all this data, obviously for their own purposes. And I've been told that not a single insurer has actually used that data. So it's a real question as to how exactly insurance companies are coming up with these new premiums.
Now, it gets worse. I then got a call from our listeners, one of our listeners, James in Cornubia, about this issue. And I almost fell off the chair when he told me what was going on at his place. Take a listen.
I'm building a new home and I've had a few delays. I had to get all these different reports anyway. The latest one is a flood report, which came into effect on November 1, and it's called a 1% overland flood report.
Yeah.
And it cost 10 grand.
Sorry, say that again. How much?
$10,000.
$10,000 you had to pay to provide a report. Now, who does this report go to, the council or the government?
Yeah, Logan Council. So they'll approve my plans. I have to have the flood report done. I did quiz them, why does it cost 10 grand?
Yeah.
And they said the hydro engineer, the guy that does the report, said I have to pay $4,500 to Logan Council to get their flood modelling off them, and I have to use that. Then I do my report off that.
Oh, you're joking. Okay. So I promise you we chase this up. And I'm very appreciative that today Councillor John Raven, who is running in next month's election and widely tipped to become the next Logan Mayor, having served as the Deputy Mayor from 2020 to 2022. John, thanks for your time today.
G'day, Gleeso. Thanks for bringing me in.
No, it's a pleasure. Now, you just heard those bits of audio from Joshua and James. Okay, let's start with the flood maps. What's going on with those flood maps in Logan?
So as part of our new planning scheme, we had to do new flood mapping, right? And the state government set some pretty clear guidelines around what we have to do with that flood mapping. And the biggest changes are two things. One, we had to take into consideration climate change, just like every other council does in southeast Queensland. And the other one is that we had to do risk-based flood mapping, which means you can't just go to the 1 in 100 year, the 1974 flood. You've got to go all the way out to the biggest flood you can imagine and then figure out all the risk points along the way, because we are seeing some really big storm and flood events that are creating storm events that are bigger than the 1 in 100 year. So they want us to understand flood mapping properly so we can do better planning and keep people safe that way. I was listening to the show yesterday and I heard James's comment from Cornubia. Big shout out to James, because I had no idea that was happening. I thought it couldn't be true. I was like you. Yeah. Like, that's got to be ridiculous. There's no way we're charging $4,500 per hit for a residential house to be approved that needs a flood map. So I went and checked. James is dead set right. It's $4,500 per hit. And I asked the question, how can we justify charging that? Because my understanding of all council fees and charges is that we can only pass on what it costs us to produce that report. I said, surely that consultant can use that data again and again. That's a one-off charge. And he's just being a bit cheeky and passing it on to James Holus Bolus. But nope. We charge that every single time. So straight away I said, well, that's not fair. That's unacceptable. That's not right. Exactly like you said, just about fell off my chair. I couldn't believe it. I asked the question three different ways because I was sure that we wouldn't charge $4,500 for every single home that needs a flood map done. And those are people who live near the river. They're lovely scenic parts of our city. Yeah. We want people to build homes there. We want them to be safe. And it's literally just a tax on your home.
So what can we do about it?
So if I become mayor, I'll get in there and I'll fix it up straight away. I want to make it so that it's a one-off charge so that that consultant pays it once and then they can use it again and
again.
So what
would that mean, James's bill would come down from $4,500 to Bugger all.
Yeah, well, if he said it was 10 grand for the whole
lot.
10 grand
for the whole lot.
So knock 4.5 grand off. Plus, like, there'll be a charge in there for the flood mapping, whatever it is that the consultant.
So it'll be a lot less than the 4.5 grand.
Heaps less, because I don't think we should be charging that at all. I think it's unfair.
Do we know how many people have been charged that fee?
No, we don't. And the way that it's structured, the logic behind it was that a developer who might do, you know, 300-400 dwellings across the city over the next 5 years, pays that 4.5 grand once and can keep using it. But they, for some reason, they structured it so that when a consultant asks for it, a hydraulic engineer, they can only use it once. I don't understand how we got to that point. Councillors were certainly never consulted about that, because if you'd have brought that to me as a councillor, I would have said, that's dumb. Don't do that. Yeah. Right? Because we want common sense government. We don't want silly charges that just drive up the cost of housing during a housing crisis.
Would you make it retrospective? So, for example, James might be able to go to the council and say, look, this was 4.5K that was an additional cost for me to build this house. In the end, I think by the time he paid all of the reports and got everything sorted, it was about, if you include the stamp duty, it was about 50 grand.
Yep.
Is there any way you can sort of make it retrospective?
That'd be tricky because James isn't the customer that paid for it, right? Okay. So it's the consultant. Happy to look into it, yep, see what we can do there, right, because I'd much rather be fair about it than sit there and dig our heels in.
John, if you're elected as Logan's next mayor, are you going to hold these insurers to account so that they don't keep ripping your residents off?
Definitely. So one of the other things that I was amazed about yesterday, so I saw a response from the Insurance Council of Australia to a reporter. They'd asked them, hey, are you using Logan's flood mapping? And they came back and said, Logan City Council has not provided any data to the NFID, which is the National Flood Information Database. So that means they're not using our data. But they're telling people that it's because of our flood mapping.
See, that to me, and that's, well, I was going to say it's un-Australian. It's actually criminal. It's, you know, that gives insurers such a bad name when they do that sort of crap.
And who knows, like, is it just a salesperson who it's an easy excuse for them to explain on the phone? I don't think it would be a strategy. You wouldn't think that a CEO would sit there saying, hey, let's blame this. You couldn't possibly imagine that that's what's going on. But the fact is we haven't provided that information to the NFID, so they're not using our flood data unless you're telling me that every individual worker in an insurance company is going and checking our flood portal property by property, which no one believes that's happening.
Yeah.
So it's just an easy excuse. And we've seen it happening in other cities who haven't updated their flood mapping.
Yep.
So that's just a blanket excuse. I can't see how. There's one lady I spoke to in Eden's Landing yesterday. So she went from being not flooded at all to having a 1 in 2,000 annual chance of being flooded, and her insurance premium quadrupled. She's a pensioner. She can't afford that.
Yeah. We had a Bethania resident, John, whose insurance premium went from 1,300 to 6 grand on exactly the same. This is a great example. I think we should get the Insurance Council of Australia boss on the show, because this is an example where people get so angry with insurance companies because, well, I've just found the word. It's unscrupulous.
It is. It is. And we totally understand, like, people get it, that when there's big disasters, that drives up their costs. But I shouldn't be paying for the cost of a cyclone in Townsville on my property in Waterford West. Indeed. No one thinks that's fair.
John, let's talk about the council election race. And again, I really appreciate your time because I know how busy you are. Your closest mayoral candidate opponent, well, you'd probably think is Brett Ragoose. How do you think you're tracking compared to him?
So the feedback from community is really positive because I've been out there consistently engaging with community groups, with retirement villages, with businesses in my role as a councillor and the economic development chair for a very long time. So I didn't show up 4 weeks ago and say, hey, I want to be mayor. I've been thinking about this for 4 years and I was just waiting to see what our current mayor was going to do. I wouldn't have run against him if he'd put his hand up because I got a lot of respect for Darren Power. But once he decided, no, I'm out, John, that's it, I'm going to announce my retirement, I was ready to go. I'd been thinking about a lot of my policies and ideas about how we can make Logan the best city in southeast Queensland. I have to say, I spent longer driving down Wynnum Road to get to you from the gateway than I did driving here from Logan at all. So, like, the traffic in what I call North Logan, I think you call it Brisbane, is that right?
Yeah.
North Logan's traffic is shocking, mate.
Well, John, I'm going to give you a big rap here. You've turned up in the studio today on a contentious issue and you've basically done your homework and said, we're not going to cop this and we're going to make sure that we make it right for the ratepayers. And actually turning up and answering the tough questions, I think, is one of the reasons that you'll do very, very well in this election.
Thanks, Cleese. I appreciate it, mate.
There is John Raven, who, of course, is running for the mayoralty of Logan. And just to recap, he's had a good look at this, and that $4,500 that was levied upon some Logan ratepayers just to access flood maps so that someone could proceed with a development application on a house under his mayoralty, that will end. That is double dipping, that is stupid, and that is not on. And secondly, he's basically accused insurance companies, as we have here on 4BC Drive, of unscrupulous behaviour. The fact that they are willy-nilly increasing up to fourfold insurance premiums in Logan, despite the fact that many of them haven't even seen a drop of water in 40 years when it comes to flooding, again, called out as unscrupulous.